In Syria, many people desperately in need of humanitarian aid have not been able to get it. That should change now that the UN Security Council voted yesterday to deliver medical and other aid to areas of Syria under rebel control without the approval of the Assad regime. The UN says this will help 3 million of the nearly 11 million Syrians, about half the population, who need aid to survive. The resolution approved the use of new border crossings and UN monitoring teams to make sure aid flows smoothly. NPR's Deborah Amos recently returned from Turkey's border with Syria, where she visited one large covert operation that's been underway for some time.
Here's the scene, a sprawling warehouse. A team of workers heave heavy boxes from packed trucks to wooden pallets. This is the operations center for Mercy Corps, the largest aid provider working in southern Turkey close to the Syrian border. I can't reveal the warehouse location. Mercy Corps maintains tight security because of the dangers in a war zone. For the same reasons, the warehouse manager doesn't want me to broadcast his full name.
Nick.
That's it. That's fine. Tell me what is going to happen today.
Today we are offloading 4 trucks of hygiene kits.
These hygiene kits are part of the daily aid deliveries. Mercy Corps reaches about 500,000 Syrian civilians each month.
These are dishwashing liquids, toothpastes, washing up powders, soaps, shampoo.
Necessities many Syrians can no longer afford.
Stopping spreads of disease starts with basic hygiene. And so if you can give them this, you can help prevent a whole load of other problems.
Food baskets, tents, and medicines solve other problems for civilians forced out of their homes by the fighting. Here, aid trucks roll across the Turkish frontier into northern Syria, loaded with food and medicine, says Alan Cameron with the International Rescue Committee. These private aid agencies stepped in as the Syrian government withheld permission for the UN to deliver aid in northern Syria. But even this operation falls short.
No, there's no question that we're not reaching everybody in need. It's impossible. The joint efforts of all of the organizations that are working here, there are still massive needs.
And in particular?
In particular, food, access to food, access to healthcare.
Delivery risks are high. There's fighting among rebel groups. Radical Islamists have threatened some aid workers and kidnapped others. One more risk came from Damascus. It was a veiled threat to every aid group working here. Any aid delivered across this border was the same as an attack on the Syrian state, according to Damascus.
Yeah, the Syrian government doesn't want anybody using border crossings that are out of their control.
That's Nigel Pont, the regional director of Mercy Corps. Now, this border has been specifically named in yesterday's UN resolution.
And the border crossings that we use, they're controlled on one side by the Turkish authorities, as is normal, but on the other side by different opposition groups.
Without a specific Security Council okay, the UN couldn't bypass the Syrian government's demand for control. Permissions for deliveries in rebel-held areas was consistently stalled. The result, UN documents show almost 90% of UN aid, and the UN is by far the biggest player, has gone to areas under government control, leaving out millions of others in need, says Pont.
The scale of the need and the suffering is huge.
Now, the new UN resolution could bring help to many more civilians trapped by the fighting. Western governments were already putting millions into this operation in Turkey. Recently, the British government boosted its contribution for the unofficial cross-border program and reduced support for the UN in Damascus. It was seen as a message, a welcome one, says IRC President David Miliband.
They want to make sure that they're getting aid to civilians in rebel-held areas as well as in government-held areas, and that's why they want to rebalance.
It doesn't level the scales, but the new UN resolution could offer a lifeline.
Our concern, given the figures, is that the desperate plight of literally millions of civilians in besieged cities, the civilians who've fled, means that they are at the sharpest end of this dreadful conflict.
UN aid is far from a sure thing. It depends on making sure routes are safe. Aid agencies already working on the border stress they will keep up the deliveries. Deborah Amos, NPR News.